Welcome to the LDN Radio Show, brought to you by the LDN Research Trust. I'm your host, Linda Elsiegood. I have an exciting lineup of guest speakers who are LDN experts in their field. We will be discussing low-dose naltrexone and its many uses in autoimmune diseases, cancers, etc. Thank you for joining us. Today we have a very exciting radio show. And first I'd like to welcome our guest, Dr. Sam Lebsock. Thank you for joining us, Sam.
Thank you for having me, Linda.
Sam is the development manager for Belmar Pharma. Now, as the years have progressed, everybody has heard of Belmar Pharmacy, but there are other pharmacies under that Belmar Pharma umbrella now. Is that correct?
Yes, Linda. So it started out with just Belmar Pharmacy in Colorado, and we have now grown. We have 7 different locations right now. So we have MedQuest Pharmacy over in Utah. Then we have Custom Rx over in Kansas. We have Women's International Pharmacy, who has a location in Wisconsin and a location in Arizona. And then we have APS Pharmacy in Florida, and we're actually opening a brand new facility in Florida called Belmar Pharmacy Florida. And so that location is just actually opening up later this month. So we're very excited about that. So lots of different locations now coming on board under the Belmar Pharma umbrella.
Wonderful. So we've had many patients contact us and say, how do I find a compliant compounding pharmacy? Are all compounding pharmacies equal? Well, I know for a fact that many of them do third-party testing, but Could you run us through the process of having the highest quality LDN?
Yeah, so we get a lot of questions about this on how do you pick a compounding pharmacy, or how do I know like what to ask a compounding pharmacy in order to make sure my product is the highest quality. So what we always start with is what goes in the product, right? So we start with components and all the excipients that go in there. So what's very important is you want to make sure that your compounding pharmacy is buying from the correct grade of material. So what does that mean in the United States? Well, that means they're purchasing their LDN from an FDA registered manufacturer, okay? That means the FDA has basically gone in there and inspected that facility and kind of given their sign of approval. So we do that with all of our APIs. Everything comes from an FDA registered manufacturer. Now with excipients, it's the same type of thing. You always want to be having a pharmacy purchase their excipients from a wholesaler that's registered with the FDA. And excipients can come from a wide array of places. But the hardest thing about excipients is you want to get the correct grade, like a pharmaceutical grade. And so a lot of times people might come to us and talk about, you know, like ginger root, or some of those other, you know, more alternative fillers, but sometimes those fillers are really hard to find from a pharmaceutical grade and having them purchased through an FDA registered wholesaler. So that's the second thing, is where the excipients are purchased and what those excipients are. Now, once you get the right excipients and we get the right LDN, or the naltrexone powder, then the compounding happens. And that's where you want to find a pharmacy who has experience doing this, right? And then they do third-party testing on their patient-facing batches, meaning the batches that are coming out to you in your prescription bottle. Now, I will tell you that third-party testing isn't required by every pharmacy. It's actually something that people have to choose to do for third-party testing. So what we do at our facilities is, as we say, we get our components in, right? We get them from FDA-registered facilities. All of the certificates of analysis do get reviewed by our quality staff and our compounding staff. If we accept those ingredients, right, they come into the pharmacy and they go into the back to be compounded. Now, once they're compounded in whatever dosage form that you might be ordering, or maybe whatever strength you might need, and we're going to touch on that a little later, then we send them out prior to them being released to a third-party lab. And what this lab does is they basically test for potency, or purity, right? And they t say, like, yes, this tablet contains 4.5 milligrams, and then we get a certificate of analysis back saying that this is what is in the tablet. And once we get that results back, we actually release the product then to be able to be dispensed to all of our patients, across all of our pharmacies. So that's the first big thing that we always like to go through when what kind of sets different pharmacies apart. It's really kind of those quality, additional quality steps that we like to walk through with people, because it is an added expense on our part, right? But it's actually an added benefit for all of our patients, because when we say that this is what's going in the product, we have proof that that is actually what the product is, if that makes sense. So the next thing I know I wanted to touch on with everyone is, as we walk through different dosage forms, because what are the dosage forms? Everybody likes to talk about the dosage forms and all the different customizations. So tablets is what Belmar has always specialized in. We have scored tablets because that's what makes it flexible for our patients, in order for them to be able to, titrate if they need, or maybe they need to back off on the dose. Because, as Linda, and everybody knows, that it's always changing. There's always something going on, or maybe, a lot of people make adjustments. They might stay on one dose for a certain amount of time, but then something might happen where they need to slightly adjust their dose. So tablets really gives people that flexibility and able to, titrate to their dose to what they need. Because, as we know, nobody is created equal in this LDN world. Everyone kind of needs their own specialty dose. And I always like to mention here, you can't just give somebody LDN and then just think you've solved their problem. So you have to work with them over time. And this is where pharmacists come in, to try to find that best dose that works for them to help fix what they need to be fixed, right? Autoimmune, inflammation, weight loss. I mean, as we know, there's 30 some indications across the board for LDN. So it's really a customized type of thing. With our tablets, we use microcrystalline cellulose as our main filler. And there are some patients who don't like microcrystalline cellulose, right? They might have a sensitivity or an allergy. And that's where we kind of use capsules to fill in for those types of patients who might need, a rice flour filler, or maybe they want sucrose filler or acidophilus or vitamin C. So sometimes we use capsules for those alternate patients that might have a sensitivity to microcrystalline cellulose. All of the fillers we use are obviously purchased through FDA registered wholesalers. And so we don't have like a ginger root right now or any of those, because I can't find it in the correct pharmaceutical grade, or else we would, because, as we do tons of LDN out of all of our pharmacies every day. And so we're always looking for what's next with LDN, right? How can we help more patients and get, our name out there to the masses for LDN? So that's tablets and capsules. The other thing with the tablets, I guess I want to mention, is they are small, right? We have very small tablets that can be broken in half with pill cutters. They use a very small amount of filler, and so that's why a lot of other people like them, because they're not, a big tablet. They're a very small tablet, and they can contain less filler than the capsules. So sometimes that's a little added bonus for some of those patients who are sensitive, because there is less filler, in that tablet. Capsules are not scored, and so it's a little bit harder. You don't get to have that dose titration there. Sometimes you might be able to take two, but it's a little bit harder to play with your dose, but still definitely doable. Then I love to talk about topical LDN, because we have a lot of people who might want a topical version. The hardest thing there is the Beyond Use State is a little shorter than with like a tablet or a capsule. With a tablet or a capsule, you might be able to get a 90-day supply. With a cream, you might be limited to maybe only a 30-day supply. So creams are great. You can apply them topically, especially kids. We always love that. And they're also very clean. But sometimes there's a shorter Beyond Use State, as I like to say. And then the other dosage forms are going to be like your suspensions, right? Those patients that maybe can't take a tablet or a capsule or a cream and they want to, swallow a liquid or a suspension. The one thing I love to point out here is that naltrexone tastes terrible. So when you take a suspension and you put it in your mouth, it doesn't taste great. Sometimes it's easier to just, swallow a capsule or a tablet. Because naltrexone's bitter naturally. So it's not the best of flavors, right? So sometimes that's one thing that patients are like, oh, I didn't realize that naltrexone tastes so bad. Well, it's a bitter drug, so sometimes it's hard to mask the flavor. And we do have to use, some other excipients besides that oil to suspend that agent into that oil suspension. And we normally use kind of silica for that type of situation. So all of those dosage forms, really go back to what are the ingredients in there? How can we prove that what we say is on the label is actually in there? And it really starts with, the quality of the product and finding a pharmacy that can zone in on, what they need to do to make the highest quality product, which I know we do at all of our different locations, like I mentioned, across the board. So all of our locations, and I was just mentioning this to Linda, are getting LDN specialists so that we can have people always on the phone, ready to service any type of question because we love questions. I think that's what people like about Belmar is that there's always pharmacists available on the phone to help with those clinical questions. Or what happens here? What happens, if all of a sudden I titrate it up maybe to 3 milligrams and I don't feel good, I have a headache, or my everything's changed, my nightmares got worse. Well, that's where it's really nice to have a really good compounding pharmacy who can help patients or providers kind of navigate all these intricacies. That we always talk about at the webinars or the conferences that Linda hosts, because everyone needs a little bit different things. So that's where we always find it to be very important. Sorry for all the long-winded there, Linda, as I went off on my spiels, but like I said, all of those locations we're working on getting LDN specialists, so they will go through, the LDN Research Trust training. And we see all these different things since we have so many pharmacies. I think we capture a lot of these prescribers, and we always know like what's the newest way somebody's prescribing LDN, or how can we bring that across if a prescriber calls us for education, and how can we train them so that they see all these new things that we see every day coming out of our pharmacies for LDN. It's amazing, actually, the stories that you hear and all the people that we've helped.
So, if a patient in the US wants to find a pharmacy that uses third-party testing, is there a website that you can go on to check if
No.
pharmacies know?
No, there isn't. What you need to do is if you're a patient and you want to find out, about this pharmacy, you kind of have to call and you kind of have to dig in a little bit about it and ask some questions. So ask them, like, do you purchase your ingredients from FDA registered, manufacturers? And do you do third party testing? And if you can get on the phone with a pharmacist, they'll be more than happy to walk through all the different types of processes they do, because there are good pharmacies out there, but there are some pharmacies that do cut some corners. So you just have to ask the right questions.
Okay. It would be quite good though, wouldn't it, if the third party testing labs say that we test the products for and then put a list of the pharmacies that they currently test for. Just
And
a thought.
sometimes you can find it on a pharmacy's website. You know, they might advertise that they do third-party testing. So it's really boils down just to that pharmacy and asking the right questions. But all of, the pharmacies that sponsor LDN, Research Trust, they're all, I actually know most of them personally since I've gone to so many of the conferences now. And, they're all very in tune with what needs to be done and how to do these things because there are new regulations that are always coming out, especially in the United States, that pharmacies have to follow in order to give you the highest quality product.
And of course, we have lists on our website of prescribers and pharmacists. And at the bottom of the pharmacists, it does actually say if they are having their LDN tested by a third party, all of that kind of thing is at the bottom of their listing. So that's
Yeah, the
another thing.
LDN Research Trust website is a favorite of all of our locations because there's so much information there that I don't think sometimes people even realize all the abstracts on all the different disease states that are being studied. I mean, we use that website all the time and always are referring people back to there for pharmacies, for providers, and then especially for all the clinical content that it contains.
Well, it's updated regularly as well. I mean, monthly, and all the LDN information that's hit the news, that's in there as well. We try and give everybody all the information as it comes out. And of course, that's free to view for everybody. It's not locked away that you have to pay to access that information. That's the biggest thing that we try and do is make everything accessible to everybody. You know, we've grown so rapidly. I say rapidly, it's taken 20 years to get to where we are. But the information we have is all on the website. We don't hold anything back. All the information is there for people if they have a look at all the different tabs. We had to have a new website built last year. And people couldn't believe it. They were saying, okay, we can give you a price for 3 pages, 10 pages. And it's like, okay, we've got like 800 pages. Makes it really, really expensive. And it will just keep growing because there's no, I don't think anything would need deleting over time. I think it all has value. So,
Well, and that's what we find too, because, and that's what's nice about having so many locations, as kind of I touched on, it's there's always something new. There's always a prescriber out there who's finding some other benefit with LDN all the time. And so I always feel like we're on the cutting edge a little bit because if we see something unusual, normally we call to check in, like, oh, just want to check in. And normally the prescribers are like, oh, well, I started using LDN for this situation and I've noticed all this benefit and I'm testing out my dosing. And so we always see some really interesting things that are happening with LDN. That are really exciting. I know we mentioned this before, but we do have a 2 microgram tablet, and we do have third-party testing to prove that it's 2 micrograms in there. And we have some pain doctors who are using that in combination with opioids to help get people off opioids, which is a little bit different than what low-dose naltrexone, does. Normally, we say that you shouldn't take opioids, but this is a newer thing that we're seeing a lot of pain doctors do now. So it's really interesting all the things that we're seeing with LDN as it expands and all the different dosage forms and then dosages that are being used because as you know, there's like low dose, ultra low dose, the main strength. So of the 50 milligram commercial, it's really amazing this drug and all the different dosages.
And what about sublingual? Do you
Oh,
make
sublingual, yes.
sublingual?
We do some sublingual tablets. Forgot to mention that. Thanks for bringing it up. We do some sublingual tablets. Like I always like to mention, we do have some flavoring in there, but naltrexone itself is a bitter drug. You can dissolve it underneath your tongue. It dissolves normally within a minute. And patients do like it sometimes, but sometimes they call me and they're like, oh, this taste in my mouth is so bad. So we do try to mask it, and it is a possibility. Where I see it used the most is if there's some GI issues. Maybe they don't absorb very well if they take something orally. So maybe they try a sublingual tablet, and so it dissolves through the mucosa in the mouth, to get that LDN into the bloodstream. Or maybe they try a topical. And so those are normally, that's normally one of the biggest indications that I see if they don't do something orally, is if there's some type of, GI issue where they don't absorb things orally very well. So that's when a good sublingual tablet might be a good, good for somebody.
Well, we've nearly run out of time. Just very quickly, could you say which drugs are an absolute no-no to take with LDN?
Yes, so we say, now I don't always say opioids because now I have some new prescribers, like I said, who are doing pain medications. So I always tell people, you've got to tell your prescriber what you're taking, no matter what it is. Give them the giant list of dietary supplements and all your prescription meds. And then normally, if you're on LDN, so the three, four and a half, we say, we always put a bright yellow sticker that says, like, notify your doctor if you are taking opioid pain medications. Those are things like Percocet or oxycodone. Those are the types of things I'm talking about. I still put the sticker on there, the bright yellow sticker for those ultra low dose patients with the 2 micrograms, just because I want them to be aware that there is that interaction with opioids. But like I said, I do know there's some certain pain doctors who are really out there experimenting, trying to get people off opioids. And so they're using LDN to get people off opioids. So that's my one big takeaway is opioid pain medication. You have to talk to your doctor and you have to make them aware.
Well, thank you very much for sharing your experience with us. It's been amazing. The time has gone so quickly.
Yes. Well, thank you so much, Linda. I very much appreciate it. I love being on the show.
Any questions or comments you may have, please email me, Linda, LINDA, at ldnrt.org. I look forward to hearing from you. Thank you for joining us today. We really appreciated your company. Until next time, stay safe and keep well.